Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Is as the flower of the field, the grass withereth, the flower fainteth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, no discharge in that war.
Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Oh, shalom, 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 friend, foe, family of Yah, whoever you may be, whatever time of day this may be in your area. Shalom, shalom. Teacher Shane here with you tonight, Brother Shane, your beloved here with the beloved. Praise Yah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, the debate was good. Hallelujah. Shed light on a lot of things. If people were really watching, you could see, you can clearly see mercy. State of a religious mind, the state of a logical mind, the state of a learned mind. After, you know, this world standards. But we thank Yah for all things. We thank Yah for His word, His true word. We thank Yah for the real Yeshua HaMashiach, not the one that seems to be on in ink and paint on somebody's wall with a border of wood around it. But this is actually a living Savior that is within His people. As we've seen some speak of Him on an external basis, we, the witnesses of the Most High Yah, are true witnesses because of the greater one that liveth in us. And that's who we testify of. And we can see that, you know, through the debate, where the testimony truly lived. That is amazing to see that contrast. But we thank Yah for it. We thank Yah for that time. We thank Yah that He allowed that to come to pass. And no telling what's coming to pass in days ahead. In all things, we give thanks to the Most High Yah. Give thanks to our dear pastor, Pastor Charles Dow. Dear friend, call him a dear father. It's been a blessing, you know, to be on this journey with him, to see all this come to pass. You know, and if it wasn't for faith, if it wasn't for the real word preached, if it wasn't for the living Yeshua HaMashiach, not the one they preach as though he's still up on the tree. And that as far as they go. You know, the true witnesses of the Most High Yah know him no more after the flesh. And because we know him no more after the flesh, we're learning to love one another not after the flesh. We are our eyes and our ears and our hearts and our souls and our spirits are turned to the things within, things of the spirit, not things of the temporal, and we should never, our testimony will never lie. It will never be brought forth from a temporal perspective. The words that is being engraved in us, it's going to come from the eternal, and that is not even going to be our words. But it's going to be the eternal one that dwells in us. And because he dwells in us, and we allow, we have that that joint heirness, we have that relationship, then we ourselves must reckon ourselves to be eternal. So therefore, our witness is eternal. Our speech is eternal. Our life is eternal. Our conversation is eternal. We have put away natural things. Even though we're in this world, we're not of it. We don't let the dictates of this world control us no longer. We have a greater one in us than that one that is in the world. And we can all testify of that. Hallelujah. 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 Well, praise Yah, saints of the Most High Yah. I thank Yah again for faith. We have been in a study for quite a while in the book of Hebrews. And it's been a good journey, and we continue this journey. We'll continue this fellowship, this breaking of bread on this format again this evening on this edition of Blog Talk Radio. And I pray that those who have the Living One on the inside will have the ears to hear and the eyes to see, because that's the only way we have ears to hear and eyes to see. Because we live in the now. And as always, Hebrews chapter 11 starts out, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And we've learned and we fellowship with that word hope, and we understand hope is a good ministering thing within us. Because hope will bring this substance. Hope will bring the substance of faith. And hope will also bring this evidence of things not seen. And we thank Yah for that witness. You know, it's nothing that we have conjured up in ourselves. It's nothing we have formulated up in ourselves. Nothing we have birthed in ourselves of ourselves. But this is a gift from Yah. And we can testify that. We can fall on our knees in joy and glory and happiness, happily prostrate before him, knowing that he is mighty, that he is just, that he is holy, knowing that he is given to this to be his child, and he to be his father, and to receive these things of the Father. It should bring every one of us to our knees. And it is a beautiful thing that these gifts from our Elohim are bestowed upon us. He gives us the gift of repentance to bow our knee once again. And this is all through the vehicle of faith. Because one time, this was not in our hearts. This was not in our minds. This was not in our motivations. This was not in our conscience. And it was not in our conscience. But now it is. Because something greater than ourselves spoke within ourselves. And he made himself known unto us, his children, that he was a father. And he spoke words. Spoke words. Because through faith, again it says in Hebrews, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of Yah. And in one time we lived in the world. But the rock, he came and he rocked our world. Didn't he rock your world? Oh, the rock. His work is perfect. All his ways are just. We fell upon the rock and he rocked our world. And I thank Yah that he rocked my world, so that I could have entrance into his world, so that everything could come to, of my world, come to devastation, come to desolation, so my eyes and my ears could be opened. I could see clearly as the dust settled where the real world was. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word. We heard the word. And the word came, and it rocked our world. And it should continually be rocking our world. If you want to be in his world, you don't want to be no more part of this temporary existence. No, we want to go on with him. We want to be part of his inheritance. We want to see him receive his inheritance. When he receives in her, we receive it with him, and we'll have great joy. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we've been talking about that, about these words that are in our being, these words that are in our conscience, these words that are in our conscience. And it's amazing how these words will form worlds in us that take us away from the world that we have been birthed into. Because we know that in this world, this temporary, there is a God of this world. But being a saint of the Most High Yah, faith and hope now, hope within us, we have the substance as we hear his word, as we hear his promises, as we hear his laws, as we hear his dictates and statutes and commandments, of all that it takes for you to be in the protection of his world. And we all hear that by words, and you're hearing words tonight. And I'm here broadcasting words tonight as a vessel of the Most High, as an administration of the Spirit through the voice of a teacher. And you heard yesterday the administration through the voice of a pastor. But it's all the self-same Spirit, all the self-same Elohim. If perchance we have the ears to hear, and no, it is of the one. Hallelujah. 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 Through faith we understand, through faith, and that hope maketh not ashamed. Hope is an anchor for our soul. And it is hope. It was nothing again. Not conjured up in us, not formulated in us. We didn't get a piece here and a piece there and a piece somewhere else, put it all together and assemble it, and all of a sudden we have hope. Now, all of a sudden, you know, from the Word, and as time we go on in this journey, and as we go on in our sufferings and our tribulations and our triumphs, we see how hope in this walk is being more emboldened. Whereas in the world that we did come from, we didn't have no hope. We had plenty of sorrow, and the world has plenty of sorrow, and they do preach all their sorrow and homosexuality and this and that, and whatever sorrow they want to dive themselves in, they will dive themselves into. They will immerse themselves in much death. We are in the seasons of death now. And they're celebrating their holidays of death, and they have no hope. And you hear Ron Young, when he speaks, his speech had no hope. His belief had no substance. What he thought was doing right was no evidence. He could not produce concrete evidence because he had no hope in him. That was not a hope to speak of. Christmas and Easter has no substance in them at all. And you really look at it, it is a temporal. It is a feast of this world. It is a feast of the flesh. We just got through having Thanksgiving. Yeah, they had a meal and everybody got all together and they murmured and they complained about each other and talked to each other behind the back and then sat around the table and then grubbed themselves half to death, yanking here, grabbing a turkey leg there, grabbing cornbread here. Back in times, all the grabbing the land of the natives. Thanks grabbing, huh? Thanks killing. When you got no hope, what else you gonna do? And then after they stuffed themselves with much, much food, then let's head out to the Black Friday sale and grab TVs and grab toasters. Thanks grabbing. Thanks killing. Saints of the Most High, we look out upon those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. You know, the little Skype emoticon where it has a little smiley face and he's frowning and he puts his face into his hand. It's called a face palm. And I know many a times of us, we see this thing going on in this temporal world. Many times we find ourselves face palming. But in all that, we can be thankful. We are the true ones that give thanks. And because we do it daily, when we raise up in the morning, we give thanks. When we lie our head down, we give thanks. And throughout the day, we give thanks. Because there is a greater thing in us. There is hope in us. There is faith in us, propelling us from day to day, from glory to glory, from faith to faith. And if it wasn't for the world of the Sabbath, where would we have any rest for our being? Where could we get strengthened? Where would we get refreshed? If it wasn't, you know, by not entering into this world, entering into his rest. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of Yah, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hallelujah. It's an amazing thing as we break down, and this is in the book of Hebrews. And this is a letter, an epistle to the Hebrews. Beautiful thing, you know, that's being broke down to hear us, the people of Yah, this nation of Yah, talking about faith. Faith about the elders obtaining a good report because of this very, very extension, this very vehicle, this very belief. By faith, says in verse 4, Abel offered unto Yah a more excellent sacrifice. And we have read in James, and we've talked about this in fellowship about this, and James, it says, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead. Being alone, dead faith, if it has not works, if it has no evidence, it has no substance. Well, the people of Yah, we have a substance in us. We have evidence in us. The people can clearly see the evidence in the substance by those of us who do cast out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, and do, you know, the works of Christ. Because the just live by his faith. And we're starting to head into now the works of faith. Not dead faith, but we're going to look at live faith, living faith. Faith that has a body, faith that has substance, faith that has evidence. If you truly, truly believe, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Now let's look at some of the believers here. Some of our brothers, some of our sisters, some of our fathers, some of our mothers. By faith, again, Abel offered unto Yah, what? He offered unto Yah a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. And it says, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. What? By that more excellent sacrifice. And so we've got to forget now. Don't forget that we're talking about faith. We're talking about faith with works. Faith that is alive. Faith that has evidence. Faith that has substance. We can see that through Abel, what he performed, what that very thing was in him, he performed outwardly as a witness. But we see the Most High Yah saw even before the actual natural manifestation of what was in him. He saw first the Genesis of what was going on in his heart and his mind and his soul and his spirit. That's where the more excellent sacrifice took place first before it manifested into this realm. And Pastor talked about that so eloquently yesterday, talking about our worship and our sacrifice. And we'll get into that a little bit more as we look at faith through Abel. Well, we're just going to look at faith through Abel. Right now, we're going to look at the world that then was, that Abel lived in, that Cain lived in. We're going to understand this world that then, that was framed by the word of Yah, and now we're receiving the report of that was framed by the word of Yah. And we're going to look at our brother Abel and to see his works, to see his evidence, to see his substance of the very thing that was in him. Because the very thing that was in him, that must manifest first. That is where the sacrifice and the offering begins. And we've got to understand that within ourselves. Because of the, we read in here, now faith is. Hope, living faith. Faith that has evidence, faith that shows itself. Faith that has a witness of itself. Faith that has conversation. Because whatever is within a man's heart, his mouth will speak. Whatever is in a man's belief, his body will perform. And any time, any chance, if you hate, your whole being, your whole body will show forth that hate. If you are bitter, and your world is bitter, and your thoughts are bitter, and your sight is bitter, and your hearing is bitter. That is your world, and that is the world you're going to operate in, and that is the world that people are going to see in this world, tying you to the temporal. So as we break down Hebrews chapter 11, this is a lot deeper, because I can thank the Most High Yah because of the witness of his son. I can speak on this wise. I don't have to look at something externally to give forth a witness because I have a witness within myself. And therefore, I will speak of the witness that is within myself. I'm not going to speak the witness of another book. I'm not going to give the witness of a portrait on a wall. I'm not going to give the witness of some temporal thing hanging around my neck in the shape of two pieces of wood crossed together. And I'm going to give witness of something made with hands and overlaid with gold. And I'm going to give the witness of something that could go out into the woods and chop down with an axe, being a workman. Drag the damn thing in the house, deck it with gold and silver, prop it up so that it can be, because it ain't going to hold itself up. And it's only temporary because these damn pagans, you know, they honor this Christmas tree just for a short time. And then when Christmas is over, next thing you know, it's over in the ditch. It's put back in the box, throw it up into the attic. What happened to your astral? What's your great tree? It's thrown in the ditch. Yeah. Praise Yah. And we can see that is an external witness. We can see that clearly. Ah, praise Yah. Praise Yah, saints. But by faith, Abel offered unto Yah a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. And it was because of this sacrifice and because of this offering, he obtained witness. Hear that word, witness. He obtained witness. he obtained witness. And I read, you know, beginnings of the assembly. They all were all together in one place. And they all were filled with the Spirit. Then they became witnesses. And when they were filled with the Spirit, the people saw clearly what was going on. Devout Jews from every part were gathered there. And they saw the witness. And they saw the witness. And we're going to sit here and look at the witness of Abel here tonight, which he obtained witness that he was righteous. That was part of his witness. And Yah testifying of his gifts, his sacrifice, and his offerings. And by it, his sacrifice and his offerings, his witness that he was declared righteous, but even though he's dead, yet now he speaketh in these words. Let us go to Genesis. Let's read that account. Genesis 4. Let's read the account, 1 through 8. And it says, and Adam knew Eve, his wife. And they come together and they had sexual relations. That's what it means by he knew her. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain. And she said, you know, after she bare Cain, I have begotten a man from Yahweh. And then it says, and she again bare his brother. So you can see this. And she again testifying that these were twins. Bare his brother Abel. Now listen at the wording here. We're here in the world of Cain and Abel. Here in the world of Adam and Eve. We're reading of the testimony of the report here. And she again bare his brother. And let's listen at this. And Abel was a keeper of sheep. But it says, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. It says, in process of time come to pass. It came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto Yahweh. You see there, you know, he being firstborn, he's first bringing an offering. And it says, and right after that, and Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock. And of the fat thereof. Mercy. And it says, and Yahweh had respect unto Abel and his offering. I wonder why. You know, as I said before, you know, the offering, the sacrifice, it always takes place first within us, within our minds, within our hearts first, before it manifests itself out into this physical realm. But he said, but unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain somehow knew this. Said, and Cain was very wroth. Countenance fell. So I let you know a part of his sacrifice and offering wasn't pure. It wasn't right. It wasn't in good standing first within himself. Let us go on. And Yahweh said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? And he said, go, if you do us well, Cain, shalt thou not be accepted? Listen, even though He rejected the sacrifice and the offering. He said, now, if you still do well, if you still have a good spirit, if everything within you, just be at peace. You'll do well. Just do well. Shalt thou not be accepted? And he said, then if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And it says, and Cain talked with Abel his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel and his brother and slew him. You see, from the onset, his heart was not right, even at the very beginning of the sacrifice and the offering. You see, somehow, some way, there was something in Abel. He heard something. He seen something. He walked a different walk than Cain. His conscience and his mind were attuned to someone else. We know, even in ourselves, faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of Yah. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of Yah. And that's why the word has to be preached. That's why the word has to be taught. Because we, the vessel of Yah, we that have been put in charge to administer this world word, knowing the terror of Yah, we're trying to persuade you to get your mind out of this world. And did you get your mind into his world? You don't want to be part of a dead world. You need to be part of a living world. You need substance from a living word. The Christians have a dead word. They still follow a man after the flesh. But we know him no more after the flesh. We know him after the spirit because his spirit is in us. And therefore we have communication on that level. We had conversation on that level. We did not see his flesh at any time. Even Peter did not really know him while he had walked with him. But after Peter was filled with his spirit, then he knew the Messiah. He had testimony by what he saw while yet he walked. Thou art the Son of the living Elohim. But you still see afterward, you know, that testimony. And that knowing was not full in him. Because right after that, you know, Yeshua had to rebuke, get thee behind me, Satan. But after he was filled with the Spirit, then he was endued with power. He was endued with witness. He was endued with hope. All the disciples were. They didn't have no hope when they saw their master hanging on the tree and they hid themselves for fear of the Jews. No, after the Spirit came upon them and in them, there was no more fearing of no Yehudims. Amazing, ain't it? We really look at the word on this level. If we understand from this viewpoint, we get this conscience and this consciousness in our mind. So quit trying to learn this world and let's learn Yah's world. And how are we going to learn Yah's world and Yah's ways and Yah's life without his feast days, his laws, his statutes, his commandments, his word that they that are out there on the outside want to do away with? Because they're the ones that's going to be say away with them. Or they say it away with him. They say, crucify him, crucify him. But no. Not we, the children now, we are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in us. And the life which we now live in the flesh, we live by the faith of the Son of Yah, who loved us and gave himself for us. And now we live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. And we learn in his faith through his word. And this becomes our world. And this is how creation and the reforming and the conforming of the mind, the soul, and the spirit must take place. But many think they're taking of the body and the blood of Yeshua every week. But all it is to them is a cracker and grape juice. They drink an external something and then they piss it and they shit it out. And that is all it is to them. We understand it in a more blessed level. We understand it through a level of hope. We understand it through a level of glory. We understand it through a level of grace. We understand it by his mercy. That is more than just a nice tasting drink in a cup, in a parched piece of bread. See, our communion, our Passover with him starts within us first before we actually take and drink of the natural wine and eat of some natural bread. So faith cometh by hearing, and Abel and was able to give a more excellent sacrifice. And I wonder, you know, through the process of time, he understood, you know, by his father and his mother what was taking place. Because the word of Yah was preached, had to been preached to him through Adam. And I believe it's in Genesis 3:21. And it says, and unto Adam also and to his wife did Yahweh Elohim make coats of skin and clothe them. And I guarantee that Adam and Eve had an understanding of sacrifice from that point, that something had to die for them to make a propitiation for their sin, because they were naked in the Most High provided covering for their nakedness. Something had to die. Melchizedek had to come down and slay an animal to cover them. And so Abel, hearing what was done and understanding through this very act, and having this hope in him, was able to understand what sacrifice, what offering did it require of Yah at that time to please the Most High Yah. First John tells us in 3:11. 1 John 3:11. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. And it says, for this is the message that you heard from where? From the beginning. Here in the beginning. This is the message that you heard from the beginning. What? That we should love one another. That sacrifice, that offering. But it says in 1 John 3:12, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one. You hear that? You hear the correlation? Now we're starting to understand the difference between the offerings and the sacrifice. We see where the mind of Cain was. We see why he was a tiller of the ground. When we were out there in the world, we were tilling the ground. Christianity out there, a religion that's in that world, tilling the ground of that world. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Something going on there, Mr. Cain, tiller of the ground. And it says in 1 John 3:13, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know. We have this hope. We have this faith in us. We have this substance. We know that we have death. We have passed from death unto life. Why? Because we love the brethren. We see, even in all this, Cain had no love in him. When Cain gave forth, he tilled the ground and gave forth of the fruit of the ground, it was not in love. But you consider Abel a keeper of the sheep. And he's keeping these sheep from morning to evening, seeing these sheep from little ewe stages all the way to adult, feeding them and leading them and learning every one of them. And he knew of all the sheep in his flock who was the best one. And I know within himself, within his caring, within his love for the sheep, and through his love for the sheep, he knew which was the chiefest of the sheep, the best of the sheep. And in doing this, he gave unto Yah the best, the best, the best, and not only the best, he gave the fat. That's even before we read any statutes and commandments of what would be pleasing to the Most High Yah. You see, Abel's mind was in Yah's world. Cain's mind was in this world because he was of the wicked one. And all he could bring forth fruit for was from this earth. And we think we can bring forth fruit from our own flesh, from our own mind, from our own thoughts. We, the people of Yah, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother, he abideth in death. And you see, because Cain did not love, then you see what world he manifested. He killed. He slew his brother. And it goes on and says, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. And because this, hereby now we perceive. Perceive we the love of Yah. Now we perceive the love of Yah now. Because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. You see, Cain's offering was not a blood offering. We read on later that the life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. See, Abel brought a sacrifice of atonement. And the blood was shed in order for remission, to remission. Thereby, him showing himself that, yeah, I'm a sinner. But I know you, Most High Yah, you have a propitiation. You have a covering. Hallelujah. 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 You see, Cain did not seek to the Most High Yah for a covering. He sought to the God of this world. He was of the wicked one. And we see that one's coming in this time, in this hour, as Pastor said there. And as we learned yesterday, who's coming is after the working of Satan. There's a lot going on here. A lot of worlds. Let us go to, on this same note, we're on a roll here, breaking this down. Cain and Abel. Abel and Cain. Let us go to Luke 18. And I'm going to start at verse 9, I believe. Listen to this. Correlation, huh? And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves. Woo, Yeshua here. And he spake this parable unto the certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. And he said this parable. Two men went up into the temple to pray. The one a Pharisee and the other a publican. And said the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. You hear that? The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican over here. And Most High, I fast twice in the week. Don't you see it? Oh, hey, that's all right. Just give tithe. Didn't you see what I gave? Of all that I possess. But he's prayed with himself. Then it goes on and it says, and the publican, standing afar off, said, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, Yahweh, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Yeshua said, I tell you, that this man went down to his house. You know, since this publican didn't pray to himself, he prayed to Yah. But this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalted himself, and we see that Cain was proud. We know the God of this world was cast down by pride. Pride is not a good sacrifice. Pride is not a good offering. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased. And he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. In the life of the flesh is in the blood. Yahweh said, I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your mind, your will, and your emotions. See, your mind, your will, and your emotions, they're not on the outside. They're on the inside. These make part of your conscience. And many speak of the blood, being washed in the blood on the outside, but never being washed on the inside. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes an atonement for the soul. And I see a lot coming to truth. A lot of brothers and sisters coming to this war, coming to the real faith, coming to the real fight. And they finding it hard to cut off blood relations, your natural family. And you wonder why you have trouble in the flesh on this wise. Because you will not cut off them which believe not. But we want to, you know, it's something in us want to continue these blood relations with natural family. When they're in the background deriding and cursing and making fun of you. And will not hear the words that you say. Dust your feet off and go on, saint of the Most High Yah. Let your life be hid with Christ in Yah. You be dead to this world, but be alive unto Yah. That is a more excellent sacrifice unto Him. But this must first take a place in your mind, your will, and your emotions. And like Pastor said, many people come in here and they look like they're praising and worshiping because they're doing it because everybody else is doing it. And they're praising and worshiping and they're just going through the emotions, but it's nothing that's deriving and there's nothing that's propelling that praise and that worship from inside. They have these sacrifices of Cain, trying to till their own ground, trying to till their own flesh, trying to give a bloodless sacrifice. It's amazing that Cain's offering never had any sense of dependence or anything. Nothing of it showed any love. But you see, Abel, he loved his sheep and cared for his sheep. And he himself had to cut that sheep's throat and watch the life go out of that sheep. Watch the blood run out and life leave that sheep. And really, really, and you really sit and meditate on this. And if anybody has ever had to slay an animal and watch the life go, I mean, it has an impact on the conscience. Has an impact on the consciousness. And, you know, that's the way that the dying of our master and our Savior should be in us, should be very impactful. We made words of our Savior up on the cross, having His back laid open. But none of us had our back laid open. None of us had nails pierced through our hands. None of us had nails pierced through our feet. We don't want no part of the suffering. We don't want to reign with Him. Well, no suffering, no reigning. As Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. Oh, no, we won't have it that way. No, there's no fear like the lonely Jesus. We're going to sing these external songs and somehow excite this damn flesh and somehow try to twist our carnal mind into believing We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish away in a manger. Yeah, you do. You away with him in a manger. And you sing these songs. Noel, Noel. Yeah, no God, no God. And there's no God in your life. Yes, go on, till the ground. Give them the fruit of your ground. Go ahead and pray within yourself. Hold your head up high in pride and say, Messiah, this is the way we're going to worship you. See our Christmas tree? See our stocking hang? See a damn fat man coming down the chimney? Ah, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a cannibalistic New Year. A bunch of damn cannibals on covetousness, idolatry, everything of the flesh. Till the ground, till it. Go on, till it. And you ain't going to get nothing out of it. It's going to just give to you thorns and thistles and briars. Well, praise y'all, saints. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to take a small ministry break here. I'm going to let Sister Wenda give you some ministry words here. Oh, hallelujah. Praise y'all. All right. It's
Shalom.
Finally
this
working.
Is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, saints of the Most High, let us plow in hope this week ahead. Hallelujah. Be mindful of the sacrifices and the offerings that may take place this week. I just pray, you know, by the grace and the mercy of Yah, and may His word richly abide in us, that we will continue to do well, that we may be accepted and approved of Him. While the world is out there getting ready, you know, to give themselves up to, you know, to worship a papier-mâché Christ, some little plastic thing in some little box out there that's lit by some external, you know, electricity and a light bulb. You know, they got to have all this external stuff, you know, to really appease the gods. And all this stuff just shows externally, and it's empty. It's just a whited sepulcher, just full of dead man's bones. And they're going to worship, you know, like Pastor said, you know, they put up a tree, and you didn't know what you was doing, but you put it up, huh? You go on the current and the way of the world. And many of us have that testimony and that, and we have that contrast, that backdrop behind us. But praise God, it's behind us. And our face is set forth as a flint forward. Our eyes is fixed on the prize. Our hands on the plow and plowing forward. You never seen nobody plow a field backwards. It's always got to go forward for that plow to dig into the ground. A lot of us don't like to be digged. You know, we don't want the word to rock our world. Well, we see the whole world's getting ready to immerse itself in debauchery and covetousness and gluttony and everything of the flesh. They're going to till the ground of this world. Well, bless you all, saints of the Most High Yah, until we meet again. We'll continue on this study of the book of Hebrews. We'll walk this walk of faith. We'll keep striving for substance and evidence, because hope is helping us. Hope maketh not ashamed. He is our hope. Faith, hope, now abide. Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. For Yah is love. And this is what you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain is all the time slaying. As the vipers come in and they want to slay these workers of Cain, these worshipers of Cain, this Cain worship. There's all this external movement, but nothing on the inside. But we, the saints of the Most High, we have a greater substance on the inside, and that's going to bring us into eternity. Let us cleave to that substance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, saints of the Most High. Oh, hallelujah. I did something wrong here. Come on, machine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise y'all, saints of the Most High. Until we meet again, I admonish you and encourage you to stay strong. Keep your mind on Him. If you mind on Him, your world is peace. Hallelujah. We want peace. Hallelujah. Ensue it. Praise y'all.